Want to get to know the people who produce the food that you eat? This is the place. Step this way and welcome to Rock and Roll Farming. Hey everybody, and welcome to a special edition of Rock and Roll Farming with NFU Mutual Risk Management Services spokesperson, Avita van Gestel. Avita, how are you?
Hello, Will. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's right. How are you coping with lockdown life?
It's an interesting one. I'm sure that it's very similar to other people. Having family at home and I normally work from home actually. So having the rest here as well can be quite testing at times. So my office door is shut a lot more than it used to be, that's for sure.
I have much sympathy. Perhaps you could give us a bit of an introduction to yourself and a bit of background to what you do at NFU Mutual.
Okay, yeah, no problem. So I'm a health and safety consultant and a technical advisor for NFU Mutual Risk Management Services. We are a subsidiary of NFU Mutual, have been in existence since 1992. And we basically have a number of health and safety specialists who provide health and safety advice to the farming community, anything from small holdings to large estates or, you know, large farming operations, as well as kind of rural commercial businesses. And we also provide insurance surveys for the NFU Mutual itself. So yeah, we kind of provide a bespoke health and safety service based on our customers' specific needs and have a lot of health and safety specialists to do that.
Do you manage to get out on farms much yourself at all?
Not at the moment anymore. I'm more
not now at all.
In fact, all our consultants are continuing to help our customers on a remote basis where that works and where that's possible and where the mm-hmm. customer wants us to. But generally, I'm in more of a technical advisory role. Where I used to go out on farms almost on a daily basis, that's mm-hmm. That's definitely stripped down a lot at the moment, which is a shame in a way, because I do like visiting farms.
Everyone likes visiting farms.
Of course.
how's coronavirus affecting farms then, from a health and safety perspective?
Okay, so I think we can agree that coronavirus has affected all of us in all aspects of life, it's caused quite an enormous amount of changes for any kind of industry. In many ways, farming industry actually has stayed quite the same because you're still feeding the nation and a lot of the operations continue to take place, mm-hmm. Unlike many other industries like hospitality, where obviously they've for the moment been forced to stop trading altogether. Yes. However, the farming industry has always been known to have quite a poor health and safety record, mm-hmm. and the coronavirus is only likely to kind of exacerbate those kinds of difficulties rather than make them easier. So as with all changes, it generally has a direct impact on health and safety. So for farming, that's no different. And what's kind of interesting is that the duties on the employer haven't really changed as a result of this. So we're still, employers are having to navigate their way through the health and safety kind of rules and regulations, as well as coping with these uncertain times at the moment. In terms of specific things that have changed for farming, I think if we start with people, that's probably a good place to start. Social distancing on farms, there are certain situations where there are lone workers, in which case mm-hmm. that's not really a problem. But if you start, for instance, by thinking about how do you put a polytunnel up? How do you do that without the social distancing? You have to observe the 2 meter rules, and that's not always possible. So you have to find a solution to still be able to do those kinds of tasks. Managing sickness and return to work. People will have employees that are self-isolating, either because they've got symptoms or because they've got vulnerable staff. How do you then make sure that you backfill those members of staff to still be able to safely operate your business? Are there certain things that are key members of staff that have key skills that other people might not have? Does that mean that you can't carry out those operations? Or how do you upskill the people that you do have? One of the things certainly that's very relevant to farming is that there is a shortage of staff, of people who come over to the UK for seasonal work from abroad. They are unable to do that at the moment. So how do you then get the sufficient staff to do the work, especially those who have been roped in, maybe from your family or others that maybe have been furloughed and have been recruited to help out on the farm? They won't necessarily all know the key risks that you're facing on farms. And how do you, in an already really difficult sector with high risks, really, how do you then keep those people safe and make them aware of all the risks around you? You can also have too many staff. You might have to recruit more people because your business is actually blooming. So how do you then make sure that there's still sufficient supervision in place and that all these new starters have the right skills and training and supervision to be able to carry out the work safely? PPE is another area that is quite difficult. If you're looking at the respirators, for instance, obviously the priority of all PPE suppliers has gone to the health sector and the care sector. Some farming operations require, even setting aside the need for preventing kind of the spread of the coronavirus, some tasks require respirators to be able to do safely so that you're not inhaling hazardous substances and that kind of thing. So how do you then still continue those operations whilst there is either a low or you've run out of stock of respirators? Those tasks don't go away and they still need to be carried out. So that could have quite an effect on your operations. Children on farms, obviously at the moment children are still off at home, off school. How do you then make sure that they don't venture into the farmyard or where you're carrying out farming operations without adequate supervision? Those things are already an issue for the normal farming community, and this just makes that even harder to kind of manage.
Yeah, I mean, speaking as someone who has four young children at home, that it is very difficult, isn't it? And when you're under the added pressure and all the other things you've got to think about at this time, you know, it is a difficult situation to manage, isn't it?
It is definitely, and we haven't even kind of talked about your premises and your equipment side of things. So you're keeping things clean so that you don't have the spread of the virus. You might have equipment that's shared and machinery and vehicles that are shared between more than one person. Making sure that that's clean before and after can be quite a chore. Do you have the right hand washing facilities when you're out on the field? Mm-hmm. Have you got access to sanitizing gels, to alcohol gels, to be able to still clean your hands if there's no water available and soap? Buildings then, if you have increased stock that you can't get rid of, for instance, does that mean that you've got more combustible materials on site? So is that, does it pose an increased fire hazard? If there are buildings that you're no longer occupying for whatever reason, does that mean there's an increased arson risk, or how you're managing the security of that side of things? Can you still get the contractors in to carry out your maintenance on your equipment? You know, are you there for, if you can't get the contractors in, are farmers then, they're very resourceful, as we know, are they going to do the tasks that they would normally not do because they don't necessarily have the required skills? Are they still going to do that task because it needs to be done? You know, are shortcuts being taken to make sure that operations can continue as best as possible? But that doesn't always mean that it's in the safest way. Right. And then finally, there's a lot of, again, like I mentioned, farmers are very resourceful. And if there is no outlet to send the produce to your normal customers, they are finding a way to sell the produce in different means. So a lot of farmers are opening as a drive-through or like a temporary farm shop, for instance, which means that where they normally might not have had members of the public on their site, they now all of a sudden do. And you then need to look at, is that still safe to operate? You know, have you got increased vehicles on your site? Does that now mean that you need to have a one-way system in place? All sorts of things to think about. And all of that is as a result of the changes that have come about as a result of coronavirus. So the minefield that is health and safety normally is just kind of gone up a notch, a lot of different things to think about. Nothing that can't be overcome, but you need to take the time to step back and think about what is it that we need to do and how can we do that safely.
Sure. Well, I mean, the more things you listed there, the more I could feel my stress levels going up, and the more things I've got to think about.
Yes.
So going on from there, how could concerns caused by these things play into mental health and safety and affect farmers and their families in that way?
Well, you've just mentioned it, and it certainly wasn't my intention to increase your stress levels. I apologise if that's what I've done. But of course, we're all worried. So regardless of whether you've got a business to run or you've got children to homeschool, all of the things can be very worrying in terms of the health of your family members. If you've got vulnerable family members, you're going to worry about those people.
Yes.
Add to that the normal business pressures and now the exceeding pressures based on all of these changes. It will affect people's mental health, and it's really about how you then manage that and how you cope with that. Mm-hmm. I can imagine that there are a lot of people, a lot of families out there. All of a sudden, you're on top of each other in a house where you normally might not have been for that amount of time. That's going to cause some arguments, and yes. It's going to cause some stress and some tense atmospheres. Where it becomes dangerous, though, is when somebody's mental health is that affected, that it's causing distractions or poor decision making, and that yes. can lead to injuries and accidents, and those risks on farms don't go away, that they are still all there. So it's important to kind of keep your wits about you. So eating well, a couple of days ago I found myself really snapping at my daughter, and I was thinking, why, what she's done isn't that bad, and I realized I hadn't had any breakfast. Mm-hmm. And after I'd had breakfast, actually the world seems a lot easier to cope with. So eating well, regular intervals absolutely helps. Taking rest, I know it's hard because we can't normally go to our normal rest and recovery outlets at the moment, but try and find some time away from everyone or everything, and it certainly work. Take that time out to rest and recover where you can, and make sure that you sleep sufficiently. And I know that we're entering the busiest time of the farming calendar at the moment. Mm-hmm. I know that's very difficult to do, but I think you will reap the benefits if you do take that time and step back a little bit to recover. And most importantly, ask for help. Mm-hmm. If you're finding yourself not coping, or if you find that a family member is not coping, there are lots of resources out there that can help you to not only identify the symptoms of somebody who's suffering with their mental health, but also what you can do to kind of alleviate that. Mm-hmm. The Farm Safety Foundation have created a really useful booklet about coping with stresses of COVID-19. So it's very specific for this time period, along with some other useful guides as well about managing children on sites, on farms, and also coping with kind of new staff that isn't necessarily used to the farming environment. So I definitely say go to the Yellow Wellies website to find those guides, and they will signpost you to where you can get help, especially on mental health.
Okay. So what have NFU Mutual done to support health and safety on farms at this time?
Okay, so we like I said earlier, we're still working remotely to make sure we help our existing customers where possible.
Yeah.
But we have identified that there's so much information out there, and I find that it's in my own email inbox, I keep getting updates left, right, and centre from many different sources, and you kind of find yourself going, I don't even know what to look for next, and you want to ignore it. And actually, when it comes to health and safety, you can't ignore it. You have to know what you need to do. So we identified there's a need there for us to help. We're within our risk management services. We're health and safety experts. Why not help? So NFU Mutual has created a free health and safety service for all our farming customers. And it's really just to try and provide those resources on the website in smaller chunks and easy to find topics, so that if there's something specific that's on your mind for your business, you can kind of look at it in a more targeted way. Mm-hmm. It's not overloaded with stuff, so you don't have to look far to find what you need. If the answer to what you're looking for isn't on there, we have also opened up a kind of helpline. So you can fill in a web form on the website with your specific query, and then you can get a call back from one of our experts to help you with your specific question. We will be there to listen to your concerns, and hopefully that will help move you along with your business in this difficult time.
Okay. What's the one piece of guidance that you'd give to farmers if you had to, at the moment, the one piece they should most remember in respect of health and safety?
The one thing that I would say is that is stop and think about what you're about to do. Mm-hmm. So it's look at, okay, I'm about to go and do a task. And this is the same for your employees. If they're about to do a task, stop and think, is what I'm about to do going to be safe? Either can I do this on my own? Do I need some help? Or have I got the right skills? Have I got the right tools? Have I got the right PPE? Just stop and think, is what I'm about to do, is that going to be safe? And has that changed significantly since, you know, all of these changes have come to the forefront? So look at, what are the risks? What are the hazards? How could this go wrong? How could my task go wrong? And then by stopping and thinking, you have a moment there to actually do something else, or to make some changes to make it even safer. I think that stopping and thinking is a really important thing to do. Look at what the risks are.
Yeah. Okay. So where can farmers go to find further information?
Well, we'd really encourage farmers to make use of our free service. So if you access the NFU Mutual website, it's all signposted there. You can go to the coronavirus hub, and within that, you will find the health and safety support service with all the resources that I just talked about. If you have a specific query that isn't answered by what's on the screen, fill in the web form and we will call you back. We can really help. There's no need for anybody to struggle on their own. We have many health and safety experts that can help you through this, and we would love to get the farming community up and, you know, back on their feet under these circumstances, or at least continue to operate safely under these circumstances. So where we can help, we absolutely will.
Okay. Avita, it's been great to speak to you. Keep up the great work with everything that you do there. And hopefully we'll get to speak again when life returns to normal. Hopefully not too far away.
No, that would be nice. Excellent. Thank you very much, Phil.
No problem. And to everyone at home, thanks for listening and hope to see you next time. I've been Will Evans. This has been Rock and Roll Farming. Thank you and good night.